Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I wanna study something to start. You're not letting miss. We cannot miss together any of these parashiyos. I think about this question a lot, my sheep. People go to medical school. I always think about maybe like the day if a doctor's treating you, maybe he missed that day in medical school. Like, is the guy perfect? Did he miss that one day, that one thing? But I imagine whatever their discipline they end up choosing, they make sure that information they're cold. A guy in yeshiva, like, you're not letting him miss any parashas and bereshis. You're just not. So we're not together. Vayetzeh, each of these parashas are like, this is our foundation. It's the foundation of the people. You're not just reading about the foundation of our people. This is the foundation of our people. What it says here is who we are and what we stand on. So these parashas are just full of foundational messages, foundational ideas. This is the construction block of our gorgeous people. There's a pshat here in Parashas Vayetzeh that I want to start studying because we won't be together for Shabbos. There's a pshat, if you hear this as a cute pshat, you miss the boat. I would like the guys to try, it's like a nice thing to say over. I'm not looking for you to say something cute at your table. That's very nice, and that's a wonderful thing. You'll go and you'll say something nice at your table. I heard a good word. That's certainly commendable. But I think if you like wrap your mind around this idea, there's a lot to get from what I think from this idea. The pasuk in Parashas Vayetzeh says that Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel. He had been told by Lavan, and he says, "Avodcha sheva shanim b'Rachel bitcha ktana. I'll serve you 7 years, and by serving you, I will get your daughter Rachel." So Yaakov Avinu wants to marry Rachel. And he's paying the price. He's working for Lavan for 7 years. And Lavan agrees. Vayomer Lavan, Tayv titi aysa lach. It's better to give her to you. Metiti aysa lish acher shavai madu. So I'd rather give him to you than anybody else. The pasuk cracks me up. He'd rather not give her away at all. He's like, I want my daughter, but if I have to give to anybody, better you than somebody else. Very, very fascinating pasuk. Why didn't he stay stam that you're a good shidduch? He said, I'd rather give her to you than give her anybody else. It's very fascinating pasuk. Does Lavan reveal his true colors here? Would a tzaddik say the same thing? Is this a good shidduch? So, well, if I have to part with her, very interesting pasuk that Lavan says, Taiv titi aysa lach, better to give her to you than give her to somebody else. Would he rather not give her away at all? Very interesting pasuk. A person gets married. Now, people have all these cute lines when their kids get married. I'm not losing a daughter, I'm just getting a son. No. When people get married, they leave. That's very real. Now, there's still children, still close, still there'll always be a child, but there's a leaving. Al-Kain, it's a pasuk. Yazayv ish es aviv es imay. Person leaves mom and dad, v'davak bishtay, and cleaves to his wife. There's a leaving, my friends. There's a real leaving. Don't pretend has caused a lot of problems. This pasuk fascinates me. I don't want to say it as a scathing attack on Lavan. It's actually something that I plan on researching this year. This pasuk looks fishy. Now, I'm claiming that it's Lavan sinning saying this. I don't know. I want to check. You know, I didn't see a chazal that rips Lavan for saying this. This line, like, hits me. Right, Russ, does this line hit you that Lavan says, what? I think the line is a very, like, funny line. I'm trying to think of anybody saying this line. Well, if I have to part, better you than anybody else. And if the best person for her is you, then you're her basheret.
So he's being that's the case?
I want to say that this line angers me. It's a line in the Torah, though. even though this is Yefta Chapsa, I'm claiming maybe it's only 11. Yehuda, I want to research this because it comes from the Torah, Akdosha. So it's words of Torah. Is this a correct attitude, an incorrect attitude? There's an attitude here, I'd rather give it to you than anybody else. Which almost sounds like, unless I'm saying it wrong, you're the best one, better you than everybody else, so then I'm happy to give it to you.
That's a weird way to say it.
That's a weird... I think so. Maish, why do you hold it? It's like a funny... I don't, but again, I'm not speaking about it. I'm asking you, Akasha, that's a Lavan, that's how a Lavan would think. There's the Torah quoting Lavan. Maish, what do you hold? Interesting language, right? Better to give to you than anybody else. It could be the follow-up, and as such, I'm very excited to give to you. Just a funny... Yeah, I want
to. Is the instinct to say that Lavan is being around? I mean, this is our introduction to Lavan.
I wouldn't call this as Ramai, as a trickster. I would call this as somebody who wants to hold on to what he's not supposed to hold on to. Huh? I'd rather you than anybody else. That's not the attitude. If you're the right one, so then you're the right one. If I have, it almost sounds like I have to. Anyway,
I want to learn the pasuk.
Yeah, I also want to learn the pasuk. I don't know.
When now?
We can learn it now.
Okay, how about now?
It says what? That what?
You're not letting go.
That's what this pasuk looks like. I don't want to make up my own Torah. I don't mind. I'm just trying to learn. The pasuk is to me, it's very striking line where Yaakov Avinu says, "Could I have your daughter?" He says, "Oh, you're better than anybody else." It's a weird line. So great. The only thing Yehuda, the Torah doesn't have, like, I'm putting in the inflection. Could it be you're better than anybody else? So I'm excited. So you're the shidduch. Just a funny way of talking.
Can't be that. No.
Right? It's not the way to say it.
No, it cannot be that. He's not saying you are the best one that I could find.
He says better to give to you than give somebody else.
Is it the same?
I don't think so. Manny, I want to know if it's... I'm asking Akasha. I'm asking Akasha. Lavan says, Yaakov Avinu says, I want Rachel and I'll work for you 7 years. And Lavan responds, Toiv titi aysalach, better to give her to you, mititi aysalishach, than give to a different man. Does that sound a little to you? That sounds pathetic. It sounds like I really want to keep her. If I have to give, I'll give to you, Ben.
Sure.
That's a bad act. I mean, it sounds like ridiculous. A person...
You end up keeping her.
You raise... yeah. But this would be the start of that. Should we see? Yehuda, could you get a Shari Aaron? The Shari Aaron is... You see those two shelves? The shelf closer to us. The second row down. Second row down. One shelf up. Right there. Yes, Shari Aaron. The Shari Aaron, just to get you, the Shari Aaron writes on all the words. It's a Peret Chavtes, Pasuk Yotes. Chapter 29, verse 19. What he does, Shari Aaron, explains Rashi, Unklus, the basic Rishonim, and he brings many Pshatim on the Chumash. I just want to see, it's a good place to look up. If anybody comments on this line of love and is fishy, is suspicious to me. Thank you. What do you hold? What does this line hit you? I've heard people... By the way, I want to say this. I have heard men say this comment, and I've cringed. I'm thinking... I was specific. I've heard this comment say, well, okay, better you than somebody else.
It's not nice.
They're saying, I don't really want to part with my daughter. I've heard this line said. And I never liked the line because your daughter's supposed to get married, and you're supposed to send her... I don't yet. Let's see. Saruch Ion. He says, I have a kasha. Why did Lavan talk this way?
Why?
He should have said, Ete Naisalach, I'll give her to you. What's better you than anybody else? So he asked the kasha.
Yeah. Someone asked that kasha. No?
What did you say? Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Let's go!
Archaim. Archaim asked it?
I don't know.
What does the Archaim say?
Tzarech Ladas, Le'eza Inyan Amar Kain Lavan. Tzarech Ladas, Le'eza Inyan Amar Kain Lavan. Le'eza Inyan Amar Kain.
Why did Lavan say this?
Yeah?
That's yeah.
Yeah, the Archaim asked it.
Let's hear, what does he say?
Yam Ech Yutzdok Leimar Tzay Piti Lachmi Piti the Geimer.
Better you than somebody else. Nobody else offered to work. It's even Shver. He said, I'd rather give. Titi is a gift. It wasn't a gift. Shver. It's even. I said it's Shver. Shver in Yiddish means difficult, and Shver means a father-in-law. And it's funny to say it's even Shver. There's a father-in-law telling his son-in-law. But it's bothersome, Chaim, that he said it's better to give. I'm not asking for a freebie. I'm going to work 7 years. Better you than somebody else. I'm working 7 years. So what does the Archaim HaKadosh say?
Ulai sheshakar love on bazaar. The Ramaz like yesh acher sheyavid kamaykin ba'ad racha. Wow. Shakar lovin bazet. The Ramaz lay, ki yesh acher sheyavid kamaykin ba'ad racha. If you don't do it, someone else is going to do it.
So it's according to this, the Archaim HaKadosh saying is he was lying. Yaakov Avinu said, I'll work for her. And Lavan said, okay, I'll pick you over somebody else. Now I'm asking, what are you saying? What is he saying? So the Archaim HaKadosh is saying he's trying to lie and saying other people are giving the same offer. He's lying to Yaakov Avinu that you're not the only one asking for this proposition. Okay, I'll pick you over the others. Are there even... What did you say? What's his point? Maybe it gets him to work. Like, just understand you're getting a deal here.
Wow.
And I hear everybody, she's asking, like, what's the point? I'm still bothered. I have to say that I'm still bothered. It is weird why he said it, but not just why he said it, what he said is bad. But I'm still bothered by this. I'd rather you than somebody else. I think, listen, I have a daughter, Chevra. I think to myself, honestly, anybody marrying off that kid, if a father would say, oh, better you than somebody else, I would run a little bit. Because your daughter's supposed to get married. It's like, I'd rather nobody. That's what it's saying here. I'm bothered. I'm very bothered, this language. I like that the Achrayim called this a bad line from Lavan, because I don't think you'll get this line from a tzaddik. I don't think so. I don't think it's tzaddik with you, better you than somebody else. I think it's
tzaddik. He's just not a nice guy.
It's a terrible attitude of holding on. She's supposed to get married. It's not better you.
But he rather wants her to not get married? That doesn't make sense either, no?
It's sad, but there's such things that people holding on.
Flipping idiot.
There's such a thing, people hold on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Shimmy. It's like so unusual, the language. What? So that's what the Archaim HaKadosh is handling. So the Archaim says he was lying. There was nobody, as if the Archaim HaKadosh says, is there another guy here? Like, there was nobody else in the picture here. I don't like it if there were many other people say, better you than anybody else. No, I want her to get married. I want my... I want... What? Better you than somebody else meant the Ish Acher meant Esav. We know there's a sugya of Esav and Yaakov, each one matter. It's a better you than someone else. Wink, wink. That's interesting. I don't know. Esav was supposed to be Leah, but if yeah, interesting. It doesn't say. I'm bothered by this expression. I want to say that I have heard people say this expression. I have heard men. I'm thinking of a man in my mind. I've heard it other times. Like, okay. And I didn't like that. I thought that was a lousy line. I want to research this further. The Torah is teaching us things. Each word, each statement, we're learning stuff from this. I'm very fascinated by that line of Lavan. Keep in mind, it's a Lavan. It's not the statement of a tzaddik. Going on, so it says, we all have a chance to learn the parasha. I have not had the opportunity to think enough about this pasuk, but I shared my question. But now, Aaron, listen to this. So then it says, Vayevoid Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel 7 years. Akiva, he had made this offer, I'll work and I'll get Rachel 7 years. So he works hard. Vayevoid Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. He works hard for 7 years. And then the Torah says the most interesting thing. Vayiyu be'enav kiyamim achadim. Eliot was in his eyes like very few days. Ba'avasayaysa, because he loved her. Now, JD, that presents a serious kasha. If you're looking forward desperately for something, what happens? It takes forever to come. Ask Dovi Salzberg, ask Shmuel's brother, how long, when a person's wife, Bishah Tov, is expecting, the ninth month takes about a year. I have friends and I argue, is it a year or a year and a half? The ninth month takes about a year because you're waiting so desperately. The ninth month, oh my goodness, there's no month in the world, it's the longest month in history. If anybody ever asks you what's the longest month of the year, your ninth month of your childbirth. That month just takes, you're waiting, the month goes on and on. Most months have 4 weeks, that month has like dozens of weeks. It just takes, ask Dovi Shmuel about this. If you're anticipating something, Maish, it takes forever to come. What's the Pasuk talking about? It says it was very few days because he loved her. That's not how it works. Vayiyu be'enav kiyamim achadim. It was very few days because he loved her. Rev Aaron Cutler asked this kasha. Rev Aaron Cutler said that the Chizkuni Rishayim asked the kasha, but I want to speak about Rev Aaron because Rev Aaron Cutler, Rev Aaron was the Rashiv of Lakewood. The Chizkuni was a Rishon, so why am I quoting Rev Aaron? Rev Aaron once was telling the Talmidim that you can't learn the Chumash just kipshutai. The Torah is teaching us things, and there's a tremendous aimek, depth to the Torah. And one of his proofs to the Talmidim that there's a lot of depth, and I want to tell you what he said, was this pasuk. That if you learn the Torah kipshuta, he worked 7 years because he loved her, and you learn kipshuta, then it's not true, it took fast. That's just silly. It takes forever. Vayiyu be'enav, it was in his eyes, kiyamim achadim, very few days because he loved her. It's not the Metzius. If you love somebody and you anticipate, those 7 years would take thousands of years. It would be like the longest years of your life. You're working, anticipating. He wants Rachel. He's laboring away. It would not be very few days. It's just not true how it would be. It would take forever. So Rav Ezi Shlita says a pshat. And that's a fair pshat, that what the Torah means it was Yamim Achadim. This would not prove Rev Aaron Cutler. Rev Ezi says you can learn Kipshutai. And he says that what it means it was very few days meant it was well worth it. So when it means Vayu Be'enav, it wasn't his eyes like few days, it means in the price, it's worthwhile. I want to say that's not the pshutai of the words, because the words are, was in his eyes as very few days. Sounds like it felt fast. Rev Ezi's learning, shalai kipshutai, doesn't mean it felt fast. It took forever. But it was few days, is just expressing not how long it took, how well worth it was. In his eyes, that was worth the price. But it took forever. The psukim sound like it was quick. Vayiyu be'enav, it was in his eyes, kiyamim achadim, very few days, because he loved her. And the cash is that it's forever, that it's not, anybody knows you anticipate, it takes forever. Zevi, fair question? Shimi, fair question? Is that a truth? When you're anticipating, it goes slow or fast?
Definitely slow.
slow as can be. So what's the pasuk? What reality is the pasuk describing? That is the kash of Rishayim or Aaron Cutler. The Lakewood Yeshiva asked this kash. What Aaron said, and this is so important to me in learning Torah, and I think this is like something that I'm trying to evolve. The Torah records Yaakov worked for Rachel 7 years. So you learn a kipshuta. He worked. He's laboring for Rachel. Rav Aaron said that the only way to understand the Torah is he actually worked. There's a madrega of Yaakov Avinu being married to Rachel. And it's true on a physical sense he was doing work. But if the Torah records it, there was an eternal sense. Yaakov worked for Leah means that he was busy getting himself ready to be married to Rachel. Vayavad Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. The physical was reflecting a spiritual reality. Yaakov said, when you were little kids, Yaakov was like laboring and he's banging and he's working for Rachel Imenu. The Torah doesn't record that which is not relevant l'netzach. The physical reflects the spiritual. Yaakov working for Rachel, and Yaakov Avinu even says, "Evodcha sheva shanim b'Rachel b'tchaktana." I will work for you 7 years for your daughter reflects spiritual labor to be ready to be married for Yaakov and Rachel. There's a madrega that's necessary and he's busy working on marriage. I have a sense in Yeshiva a lot and I feel this way strongly. A guy is 17 and one day, Chazal say Shmaneser L'chuppah, I think a guy should actively be working to get married, actively. And he's thinking about it. You should, obviously, you're davening from 17. Often, you're praying to Hashem for the right shidduch and to be a vessel, to be in that marriage in a beautiful way, to be a tremendous person in a beautiful home. Everybody dreams, every single youngster dreams of a certain special home, every youngster. And then many people have houses of stress and chaos and difficulty. A house is a difficult place. There's a lot of emotion there. There's children, there's a wife, there's you, and we have all different emotions. And it needs tremendous siyata d'shmaya first and foremost. Amazingly heavenly assistance to have a beautiful home. And then it needs that Hashem, siyata d'shmaya, that nothing can be built without siyata d'shmaya. And then it needs a person who has worked hard. What's siyata d'shmaya? You can't work on anything. Who's really at a very beautiful, special place themselves. You need, the goal of everybody is to have a deep respect for their wife. Deep. You cannot respect her and will not respect her if you're not crazy over yourself, if you don't respect yourself. You can't. It's impossible. If you don't recognize your own soul, your own preciousness, your own beautiful place, you won't respect your wife. And to honestly respect your wife, to hold of her, to be impressed, to value her, to be dazzled by her your whole life, a guy signs on a ksuba. He promises, if a guy doesn't respect his wife, he's a liar. Because he promised on his ksuba he's going to be miyaker. He's going to respect his wife. He does it in front of Edom. And at the chasen's tish makes a kenyan that I'm going to respect. The dream of marriage is in, we spoke yesterday that ikar kavod is b'machshava. The dream of marriage is your whole life up here, you hold she's chashav. Real. Authentically, that's the dream of marriage. Is that up here you hold of your wife, you mechabed your wife up here. You sign a ksuba, you promise to be this way, that you're miyaker, that you're gonna be oiker, that you're gonna value and hold she's precious. So anybody could understand to get to places like that you could respect and appreciate, celebrate, you have to hold of self for sure. And there's avoda to get ready for marriage. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, when it says that Yaakov Avinu said, I will work for Rachel b'tchaktana, it doesn't just mean the physical labor that he had to do for Lavan, though of course that physical labor, that physical labor of working for somebody else, of giving over to somebody else, of doing, was part of an avoda that was getting him ready for marriage, to be in the relationship, Yaakov and Rachel. So when he said, I will work, the physical work that he did was part of this process of working for that madrega of Yaakov and Rachel. So then it says, Vayava Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. Yaakov worked b'Rachel. Even the Lashon for the literalists, even the language, Yaakov worked b'Rachel. Very interesting Lashon. Vayava Yaakov b'Rachel. Yaakov worked. There was avoda to get to a state of Yaakov and Rachel. It doesn't mean just bavur on behalf of Rachel. Yaakov worked for the madrega of Yaakov and Rachel. Now if you understand that there was a lot of practical avoda to get to a certain madrega, so here's what Rav Aaron says. If you're waiting for time to elapse, it takes forever. If there's a certain task to do to get to something, it doesn't take forever at all. I'm actually working and I'm actually exhilarating. I'm getting somewhere. He's getting to the madrega to be with Rachel, to be Yaakov and Rachel. They end up being producing mitasam shlema. The shivtei ka come from this union. And he's working on the madrega of Yaakov and Rachel. It's yamim achadim. To others, if you're just waiting for time to elapse, it takes forever. If there's active work and each day acquires, he says like this, if somebody says after a month, I'll give you $1 million, the month's forever. If there's work every single day that gives you part of that $1 million, and daily you do work towards it, it's actually very, very quick. All those activities were important and you attack them with a ferocity and a sense of meaning and purpose. This is worth something. This counts. This matters. And he says that's what it means. Yaakov worked for Rachel 7 years. There was active. It wasn't waiting. So then it was Yom Machadim. It was very quick days. Since he loved her, that work necessary to acquire that madrega actually goes fast. Because it's just, this is what I need. This is what I want. I'm not just waiting for time to elapse. I'm doing things and attacking and building something that I want. It actually is not a big deal. It's Yamim Achadim since he loved her. So all that work that he did was very short work. It was few days because he loved her. That's how Rav Aaron explains it. I love the Pshat and Chumash of Ayavad Yaakov Barachel Sheba Shanim. And Rav Aaron Kotler was known for Pshat and says you can't learn the Pasuk unless you understand it by Eifin Pnimi, that it wasn't just cute, he's working and after you work, a little technicality. No, there's work, Vayavad Yaakov Barachel Sheva Shanim, there's Avoda to get to that state and doing that work. He's busy. A Bachar should be busy, a 17-year-old and one day is Shmanesra L'Chuppah. He's busy with Chuppah Vadi, he's busy with getting married. He's building a person, a reliable person. He's building a person, he's working out his stuff. He's building somebody for the marriage, to have a beautiful marriage. He's praying for it, of course. And he's building Vayavai, the person himself, for his Rachel. And it's Yamim Achadim, it's few days, it's very worth the work that a person's actively putting in towards that picture of the house, of the place that he wants. So I wanted to share this incredible pshat.
I tried this in the ninth month and it really worked.
That I'm working, that's great, that's cool. Chaim said if you're waiting for time to elapse in the nice month, so then it's the longest month ever. You could actually tap into that. I have time to prepare. I'm going to be a father. There's going to be a kid coming into the house soon. So I want to work, and daily let me work on midas, on emunah, on faith. Let me get things. So I'm creating the father, and all of a sudden it's not. So now I have 9 months, the whole view of 9 months. It's not just waiting for time to elapse for the kid to come. I have the possibility. Hashem gave me not. What a view. What a view of 9 months. Instead of you in the 9 months, it's shucks. You got to wait for the kid to come. Maybe before every human being came into this earth, Hashem gave a gift. You have time and there's work to be done. Do you think it's possible that before this other child comes to the world, Hashem allows us for each child and says, you're going to have a task. I'm handing a soul to you. So let's create ourselves the person who's now going to be tasked to carry this soul, to encourage this soul, to love this soul. Chaim's saying if one would view the task of the 9 months instead of just twiddle, 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 so then Chaim says it wouldn't be such a long, it wouldn't take so long at all. You'd say thank you for the tabiyam machadim. Also, it must be it takes this time to get ready. Yeah. Chaim, I like the pshat a lot. I like the idea. Yeah.
But according to Aaron, what does Ba'al Bas say? Because he loved her?
Yeah, but he's talking about this, the Ava of what it means, Rachel Imenu, when Yaakov with Rachel, he had a tremendous love. And to be that person who could be in that relationship was precious, and the work necessary to get there was something he wanted. I think it's such a cool attitude for so many things that we just view it, we're waiting. There's so many things that it's not that, do you think there might be Hashem had a reason why? That, by the way, so many areas of our life, I said before, you could say this is a cute word. What do you mean? It does take fast? And Rav Aaron said, no, if you're working for the time, then it goes fast. So many things, instead of waiting for all them, then certainly Davin, if a Shidduch's taking time to come, so maybe Hashem is saying in the elapsed time that there's work to do that we can actively do. Now, we don't know the exact nature of the work, but and Chaim's saying for so many things in our life, that we're waiting for and frustrating it's not coming, is it possible that if Hashem delayed sending it, so then the lesson is that I could do work to get myself to that place for when it comes, I could be properly prepared. Attacked as such, approached as such, the truth of such, and all of a sudden it's yamim achadim, it's not long days, I'm actively working, it's well worth it. So, yeah. Thank you for it's a different really reframing the waiting and what it means. That's this pasuk. There's one of the Rishonim. This is the pshat I wanted to tell you. I don't I'm not gonna say that. But this is the pshat. Yeah, this
why
is the pshat.
Hey. It's just saying that it's quick. If it's the Torah's trying to describe
that's cool.
Yeah,
he cites for sure true. He's
saying that it was days that had one mission because of this. He
cites not that it was necessarily quick and how it felt. So what would that mean? That
it was days that were headed towards one place.
That's the days were like singular. Otherwise, it should have said, "V'yu be'ein of kiyoyim echad." Why say few days? Say what? It was like one day. The yamim achadim.
Funny to say few, anyway.
You're saying that because there was a mission, the days like had a
description of all the many days, which might have felt very long.
But he was headed somewhere, he was building something, it was
isn't
towards. I'm sorry?
Me? Rivka said, go and I'll come to you after a few. The Yom Machadim that Rivka Yemenu said, does Rashi bring it over there or somewhere?
That what?
That, in other words, the Torah is saying that Yaakov viewed this as the command that Rivka said, I'll come for you after Yom Ha'chadim.
These were those Yom Ha'chadim, you're saying, that she said. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Do you?
I wanna move on. I'd like to move on for a minute. I wanna share something that I heard from our Rebbe Rev Geisler with the Chevra. I wanna share a Rashi and try to share a Pshat from Rev Geisler. I'm hearing it. I did not see it in the original Sefer, but I'd like to share this with the guys. When Rachel Imenu has her own child, finally, Rachel Imenu, after a long time of waiting, Leah, Bilha, and Zilpah have a child, and finally, Vayizkra Lekim es Rachel. And Hashem remembers Rachel Imenu. Vayishma Ilel Ikim. Hashem listens to Rachel Imenu. Vayiftach es Rachma. And Hashem opens up her womb. And Rachel Imenu is zeichet to have a child. Vatar vateilad ben. Rachel Imenu finally has a son. Vataymer, Rachel Imenu says, Asava Elikim es Cherpasi. Rachel Imenu has a child, and she names her child Yosef. She says, Asaf Elikim es Cherpasi. Hashem has removed my disgrace. That's what she names Yosef at Tzaddik. Yosef is Milashin Asaf. Asaf means to remove. Hashem has removed my disgrace. I'm finally not disgraced. I have a child as well. Asaf Hashem es Cherpasi. Listen to this. Listen to this, Shmuel. Says Rashi, what disgrace is Sari Menu talking about? Says Rashi, Medrash Agada. He brings an Agada. Medrash Agada calls man she'en li isha ben. Before an isha has a son, ein la b'mi litle sirchuna. She has nobody to depend her embarrassment on. Mishiyesh la ben toy la boy. Once she has a son, she could blame him. Mi shayver klize. Who broke this kli? There's a broken kli. Bincha was probably, it's a shayla, I had to learn this, but some learn bincha, the husband says, comes home and sees a broken kli, and the husband says to her, who broke this kli? The lady could say, bincha, your son broke it. So she has who to blame if the house is messy. If somebody has no kids, it's like, what's wrong? Your house is messy. When you have a child, you could blame the kid. So Hashem has removed my disgrace. Who broke me? Shavar kli zeh. Who broke this kli? Bincha, your son broke this kli. So Maish, good kasha. Reuven Yonah asks, Chas v'shom, she's not going to lie. If it was her, it was her. And Moshe is looking shocked. She finally has one of the Shivtei Ka, Rachel Imenu. And she says, Hashem has removed my disgrace. Who broke your kli? Bincha, your son broke your kli. Your son broke your kli. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a beautiful piece in this. There are a lot of pieces. Obviously, Chazal are teaching us something here. This obviously has to be studied. I heard from Reb Geisler Shlita. Menach, I hope I say well. Was he quoting the Radomsk? He was quoting the Radomsker and the Tverish Shlema. And he said like this, that, again, much is written on this, Avram, Shimi, much is written on this pasuk, that Rachel Imenu has a child, she says, Hashem has removed my disgrace, Because if they ask who broke the kli, you say Bincha, your child. Who broke this kli? The child broke the kli. Now, there's much to discuss. She just had one of the Shivteka. But Rev Geisler explained to us, and this is a very important concept, at every chasna, obviously, right before they say Mazel Tov, they break a kli. Now, we understand it's a zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We remember in Layalas Yishalayim HaRoy Simchasi. We break a kli. Rev Geisler said from the Radamsk that all our lives, we lose things. We're designed to lose things. Every single person, as you get older, you lose things. It's very, very interesting. Even this, I'm going to say it almost in a childish way. They're much deeper things. But a childish way, you have an eighth grader. It's so cool to see. Eighth graders are like king of the world. They're the big shot in their class. And the second you become a ninth grader, a guy shows up, his voice is like changing. He went from like the hot shot running his school to the kid like stuffed in locker rooms in ninth grade. Then he comes 12th grade, he's like a big stuff. He's 12th grader, he's the man on campus. And then he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's the first year guy in a place. And he's already, again, he's the little guy. And all of life, we tend to shed things, Yudi. We get things, and Hashem designed us this way. We get things, and we lose things. It's called Shviras Kalim. We get broken, we lose things. Hashem designed us. Every single thing that we lose has the possibility of getting bigger. Every Shviras Kalim that Hashem does to us allows for a new thing. People declare not to have children. There's a Shviras Kalim to have a child. You get broken. Most definitely. The old person is broken, and as your kids get older, you get more broken in the best of ways. A new person will emerge if you allow. All of life, if you allow to shed one thing, you'll have the possibility of building something bigger. Guys, leave yeshiva and go to Eretz Yisrael. There's a Shviras Kalim. Very, very hard. I lose what I have, what I built, what I created, all the safety. There's a Shviras Kalim. And it allows to build something bigger and larger and greater. It's not these old, every time we lose something precious, and Hashem designed the world. Our Gedolim, our elders, the elders of Klal Yisrael, our Nifter. That's a Shviras Kalim. We're a broken people, and Hashem sends a new person who has new ideas of shteiging, who has new things specific for a new generation. Every Shviras Kalim is a possibility of a new structure and a new construction that comes. That's what happens. And Hashem designs the world. So Rev Geisler said from the Radamsk that when she says, Hashem has removed my disgrace, and Rashi says, who broke the Kalim? And she says, your son, a child is Shviras Kalim. It's not just a lie. The kid broke the Kalim and she could blame the kid. There is a Shviras Kalim in having children. And there is a Shviras Kalim and the allowance to build something bigger and stronger and more. Somebody showed me an article recently where a guy wrote this whole club they designed, and they have a whole support group why you shouldn't have kids. And they support each other, ladies. They say, you're crazy. You break to have a kid. They literally describe having a kid as a Shviras Kalim, and therefore you shouldn't have a kid. And it's the very, very reason Rachli Menu said, Hashem, you took away my disgrace, is Fakert, Rachli Menu embraces the Shviras Kalim of having a child. That natural process of, yes, losing an independence. Yes, you no longer could be self. And you lose a certain thing that you built. It's interesting. There's a lady who I like her writings a lot. This lady lived for about 15 years in the forest of Massachusetts, right near where we live. And Massachusetts is part of, I believe it's considered part of New England, as Connecticut is. And this lady lived in a forest for 15 years. She was a very spiritual person. She became frum eventually and wrote beautiful books, very special books. This lady wrote when she was 39, she got married. She had become frum, got married. She didn't want to have kids. And she felt it was Shviras Kalim. She was a lady. She was not looking to twiddle her thumbs. She was up early in the morning. She was fasting, praying. A kid, she's going to change diapers. It's going to break her. Everything she was trying to build was going to be broken. And she didn't want kids. She went to the Amshin of a Rebbe. She was close to the Amshin of a Rebbetzin. She went to tell him maybe she shouldn't have kids. To speak to the Amshin of a Rebbe, she shouldn't have kids. And she got an appointment like 2, 3 in the morning with the Amshin of a Rebbe. The Amshin of a Rebbe is Kodesh Kodashim. And she got an appointment with the Amshin of a Rebbe to talk to him about maybe not having kids. And she walked in. It's not even usual to get a meeting for a woman with the Amshin of a Rebbe. She was very close to the Rebbe, to the Rebbetzin. And she got in, and I believe like 2, 3 in the morning. I don't know the exact details. One in the morning, late at night, she gets into the Amshin of a Rebbe to ask him the kasha. To ask him this question. Maybe she shouldn't have kids. And when she gets into the Amshin of a Rebbe, he's sitting there and he has a grandchild on his lap and he's playing. This holy Kodesh Elyon is playing with his grandchild, cuckooing and playing and teasing around his grandson on his lap. And she understood and left and had 2 children, a boy and a girl. She understood. She understood that she saw with her own eyes, and the Rebbe was playing with a young child when she came in to ask the question. And anybody understands that there are stages in our life we ask ourselves, why am I doing that? That's going to break me because it's going to give the opportunity to create something new and bigger and more. And every new thing that we build, there's an amount of Shviras Kelim. And the Radamsk said, Mi shavar kli ze, who broke this kli? Bincha. The Radamsk said, the kli is yourself. Who broke you? My child broke me. I always describe my Rebbe gave me incredible things in my life, has given me. And I can point to them and I feel them and appreciate them. I was zeichet to Yashiurim for many years from him. He gave me a lot. My kids have given me different worlds. I don't mean, oh, because kids are so hard. It's not like in a passive aggressive. Not because they're hard, because they're beautiful. Because you bring in your life, you expand. It's not a way of saying, well, kids are so hard. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about kids are so big. Another soul. We talk about Shabbos as Neshama Yisera. Your children are Bechinas Shabbos. You have many. Each one you have a Neshama Yisera that you keep. Shabbos, it comes only Shabbos. You have more and you incorporate and you understand and you work to understand and you get much larger. Now that's automatically a shvira of what was. Marriage is a big shviras kelim. Marriage is, you're broken. There are people today in America, they don't get married. In increasing rates, they stay single. Shviras kelim. They don't want to get married and they don't. And it's tremendous foolishness. Rachel Imenu had a child and said, Hashem, you remove my disgrace. There's going to be a Shviras Kelim, and people are going to ask, who broke your Keli? I see you built something much more. Bincha, your son, who broke my Keli and allowed me, how'd you get so big? What broke your Keli to build such a bigger Keli, my son, your son? Bincha gives the possibility to the point a person gets married, has the zchus to become so much larger and bigger, much, much larger. Is something broken? But of course something departs. A guy's no longer a bacher, he's no longer, and there is something that was broken with the opportunity for a much bigger thing to be built. And then he has children and something else is broken with the opportunity of something much bigger to be built. All the things, and then you have very, very small people who stay away from it because they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to be broken. Rachel Imenu celebrated, Hashem remove my disgrace. Who broke your Keli? What is chus? Who broke you open like this? That allowed, that's how she saw a child. Mishavar Kliza, who broke your Keli? Bincha. Your son, she says to the husband. He's the one. Hashem remove my disgrace is the allowance for a Shviras Kelim. She felt smaller. She felt hindered not to have that Shviras Kelim. When she had a child, she said, Asav Hashem is Cherpasi. Did I say it right, Manny? Am I saying it? I hope so. I heard it only on a recording, but I appreciate it a lot. I think anybody will think through their own lives. You will see many things in your life that you'll call a breaking of self. things could happen that are tremendous busha, something, all different things in your life. A guy in yeshiva told me recently that he's afraid to say his story, I'll be broken if I share, and he's a shtickle right, there's a shviras kalim that will allow for a much bigger thing to emerge. So many things we're afraid of the next step. We're afraid of a shviras kalim. Don't be afraid if something gets broken, you'll build something bigger. Many times of moving on, it's not lost. I mean, we were zeicher to have in the Beis Medrash these last, these beautiful tkufa, this unusual, beautiful tkufa where we've seen Klal Yisrael stand up in unity. We've been zeicher that Maishi and Zevi have learned in the Beis Medrash, and Zevi's headed away, is leaving tomorrow, and Maishi's headed the beginning of next week. It's not easy to head out. There's something comfortable here. There's something beautiful here. To ever part from this space mesh is a shviras kalim. But sometimes it gives the opportunity. Many things in your life, you'll see when something's taken away and broken, gives the opportunity to build something bigger. Many, many guys feel when they got Eretz Yisrael, a shviras kalim, leaving the Beis Medrash, leaving the world that we have right here, and they have the opportunity to build something deeper and more, to acquire it in themselves internally. There's so many things in our lives. We'll see. It's the sad part of people who are afraid of that Shviras Kalim. And how many people in the Western culture don't get married? They're afraid of Shviras Kalim. How many people, what?
Afraid and don't do.
Yeah. Yeah, afraid is not the problem. Chaim said to be afraid of Shmias Kalim. We're all afraid of Shmias Kalim. Thank you, Chaim, for pointing that out. The problem's not afraid of Shmias Kalim. We all are. The problem is not being makir that all the Shmias Kalim Hashem designed are to produce something bigger and more. Don't be afraid of it. And you'll see people constantly afraid and paralyzed not to move on because of the fear of Shmias Kalim. And there are times, yes, to move on, and you'll see new constructions. I wanted to share this incredible Radomsk, in how he learns Pshat and Asva Hashem is Harpasi. Hashem has removed my disgrace, because now
why
people.
Is Harpasi stuck? Why is
Harpasi? I don't know. I was wondering the same thing, Maishi. Maishi asked, why is that expressed and Hashem has removed my disgrace? Like she was a whole Kaylee. It's Maishi, when I think of this. You know, like something like Einstein, there's certain people who purposely make themselves look messy. At the end of the day, I always think it's like loserish to look clean. You know, after a baseball game, Maish, you never want a clean uniform. You want like the guy who has like a good mud stain, he slid in. He mamish left. After a good football game, you always want some blood. I think they should give out like red squirts. The guy comes off and has a nice blood stain. After a day in the yeshiva, I don't want to walk home. I want to be. You left it out there after a day of learning. You're supposed to. So I wonder if there's like a cherpa that you look like everything's so good. That Shem has removed my disgrace. Like the whole Kaylee. I would view it, you know, like your Shas Gemara. I don't have enough opportunity to learn. I every once in a while pull out a Gemara. I don't want them to look too fresh. So it's be embarrassing. You come to my study and my Svarim look gorgeous. They should look gorgeous the day you buy it. A used sefer should look very, the best yeshiva guy is stuff. Maybe it's like, what's that called when they fix it up? Bind it. If it's bound, okay, but it should look like it quite worn. That's beautiful. So I wonder if that's like the cherpa. The cherpa, she like everything looks calm and good. Hashem has removed my cherpa. There's been shviras kalim. There's a breakage of sorts. And who did that to you? Wow, your disgrace is gone. My kid did that. That's all the breakages that I have and the difficulties and the. But yeah, maybe that's Hashem has removed my cherpa. The cherpa of it looking perfect and everything just so. That's embarrassing. There's certain people who purpose like mush up their hair and look. I never like midday, you're not supposed to look like you haven't worked at all. A good, healthy guy at the end of the day comes home and is worn down.
Not having done that. There's like a real cherpa to not having done
that. Yeah, so that's what I'm describing is the cherpa. That's the deepest. The unused shas is a cherpa.
Wow.
So she says, Hashem has removed my cherpa. Who broke your keli? Your son. It's not a negative thing. He broke the keli. I have children now. You see this person who's overcoming and working, is expanding. Amazing Radomsk, no, Yehuda? You ever heard this Radomsk? Amazing. Shmuel, you like it? Unusual pshat, like an unusual. Rai Russ, I ever told you this? It's from Reb Geisler, from the Rebbe Shlita. Again, I'm saying over, I hope. Yuri, did I say it right? Kids here have told me in the dining room, one of the coolest conversations I ever heard amongst guys in the yeshiva, and I have heard hundreds of cool conversations. I was in the dining room and I was trying to yell at three guys, and then they had a debate and I was quiet. It was over an hour. All three guys, we talk about that conversation. I was zeicher to be, there were four people. I was the quiet one, if you could have a picture. And these three, I was trying to yell at them, and then a debate broke, and it lasted well over an hour. Now, it went closer to 2 hours, like 2 hours, but I'm talking about like 4 to 6. It was a Friday night, and I had gathered guys in the dining room to give a good yelling, and I was yelling, and then... It was very late. And then, Maishi, there was a conversation where they were debating if they'd have children. And one guy was like, fierce, I'm not having kids. He was describing Shviras Kalim. He said, you got to be nuts. And the other two guys were describing why you should have kids. It was gorgeous. It was, you talk about authentic people expressing about Hashem, about eternity. The things they were discussing were like, it was jaw-dropping. A lot of emunah, a lot of greatness. You saw like souls bursting out. And there was a great conversation that went on and on and on. I was like, just listening, and there was debate. I remember the three guys. Us three have like chazard. It was like really something special. It was really two guys teaming up on one who said he shouldn't have kids. He was describing Shviras Kalim, and it very much they were describing the new reality that could be. Not to be afraid that you will be broken. He was describing, I don't want to be broken. I just want to stay like this and hold on to this. And they were describing a new reality that could be. It was like very, very breathtaking to hear this conversation. So I wanted to share that when Rachel Imenu had her first child, she said, Hashem, remove my disgrace. And Rashi brings Chazal, when a keli gets broken, mi shavar kli zeh bincha, and the Radam says that the keli that was broken is the parent. Now it doesn't mean many a parent, and I don't want to say this lightly. We're here like, it's so cute. You're talking about people that are going through a lot and putting in, this is not to be said like a cutesy, dad, mom, I have a great birth. I'm talking about mine and your lives, that it's very, very difficult. You're talking about real people who all of a sudden are trying to understand, trying to get bigger, trying to incorporate. You're talking about somebody, I'm giving so much and somebody's not appreciating. What's her? So please don't, this is our lives. And I'm talking about really getting expansive. I'm talking to you and to me. This is, that's a say or whatever you want at the Shabbos table, but equal importance is when you're 20, 30, 40, and 50 and raising our children and working through and figuring out and expanding. And just, I have it in my family, we watch for years, Rav Ezi Shlita would walk to the other side of Waterbury in the snow, in crazy weather conditions, in rain, and he'd walk 40 minutes to go daven, to daven with his son. That was something that's expansive. That's a person expanding. Davening that maybe if my son's at that minyan, we saw something of somebody expanding. And there's the possibility of children that we can expand, that all of us can expand. There is a Shviras Kalim, and the Shviras Kalim's complicated. The own each one, it's not, I'm not talking just because of the work, because you wake up and you can't have your beauty nap, and I'm not just talking about that, I'm talking about really expanding and understanding and figuring out. There's a Shviras Kalim if we allow, and an expansive new construction of something much, much bigger. Interesting, Avrami? Cool Radomsk. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Shukar Chabaisa.
It says, you tell his excuse was that in the culture you don't marry off the younger one first.
Just crazy.
So maybe when he was telling them in the first place, he was saying, maybe when he was telling
got out of hand?
Like, if I'm going to marry,
that's out of hand.
I'm going to
start
a break.
He said a pshat. He said a pshat. Brilliant, Shmuel. Brilliant. And he's a he might be right. Shmuel said later on he lies and doesn't want to give her Rachel. So what happened? You said you're going to. He's the ultimate trickster. He didn't say yet. Better you than somebody else is a mashmois. But it might be nobody. If anybody, you'll be it.
Oh.
That's his kind of later on he lies. When you said yes, I didn't say yes.
I'm sorry. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Where are you pointing?
Oh, shut up, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rashi's learning what? Rashi's saying that I knew him, you know, when Yahshua said, you bring it up. When the Torah says, he viewed it, when he said, he was fulfilling his mother's Yom Machadim. Why 7 years Yom Machadim? By Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom
Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim,
Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim,
Yom Machadim, Yom Machadim,
No.
I love the pshat. I love the pshat. It's probably true. He let Ruth lie. You hear what Shmuel says? Later on, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, so not.
Yeah.
Hi, recording. How are you? It's Avram Fisher.
Push the button.
Yo, Musser.
I feel like you should let it go for a little longer so that
Philly stand up. Yo, let's go Ravens, baby. Yeah, 8-3. Lamar Jackson MVP. Mess with me. Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. All right, we out. Bye.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.